Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
For those of you that are now already sitting in it trying to get to tonight's Rangers-Islanders game, we got you. We'll be with you the entire way there. All right.
And they're playing the game, even though seven Islanders now have COVID.
And I do have a place for you to park going forward, Evan. I'll tell you. It's a friend of a friend of a friend. Cabeza reached out to me.
Do you want to tell everyone
no,
or just me?
No, I can't tell everybody.
Oh, so it's a private secret?
I just wanted to let you know, Cabeza reached out to me and said some of his crew is now over there. And they've got some neighborhood parking for you.
Nice.
So you're covered.
Thank you, Cabeza.
It's a small walk.
Small walk. My first walk was about a mile and a half. It is what it is.
No, this is about a 1,000-yard walk.
Oh, that's nothing.
You can handle that, right?
I can absolutely handle that.
No, that's easy for a guy like you.
Easy, man.
Yeah, it's about a 1,000-yard walk.
1,000 yards?
Whatever, it's a quarter mile.
Is 1,000 yards a quarter mile?
No, it's longer. 1,000 yards is longer.
That's more than half a mile.
Oh, yeah, that's not that long. I take that back.
A mile is 5,200 feet, right? Something like that?
5,280 feet is a mile. Yeah, that's never changed. Right. I'm saying, you learn that usually in elementary school. I don't know where you went to school.
And then you forget it when you get to middle school.
Yeah, so not
and you didn't know, and yet you don't know that a yard is 3 feet and 1,000 would be 3,000.
Well, my math was off there a little bit, for sure.
I'm just making sure that we've both made mistakes here. I think
I've
that's
made
what
a mistake.
Move on.
And you've made a mistake.
Craig, have you noticed that Big Mac has become angrier with you by the day?
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
But you know what it is?
Why?
Because he's getting more shifts.
Ah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah,
that's right. He's become meaner and nastier towards your team.
He makes a mathematical error that I correct him on. He has to get on me.
I didn't get on you at all. Well, I just said that, I find it interesting that you didn't know how many feet were in a mile.
I did. I said 5,200 instead of...
You were wrong, sir. You were wrong. If you ran the mile, you'd be 80 feet away from the finish line going, hey, I won! And everyone else would run past you.
I doubt I'd win 80 feet or not.
Well, I had you in a different class of runners. Not with the general population, that's all. Here's Corey and Brick. Corey, what's on your mind today, handsome?
Hello!
Hello! La, we invented that.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
You too. Listen,
Matt's agent said he had unfinished business, and he did. The Mets traded him, and he wanted to stick it to them one more time.
You know, that's funny. That's the side of the story that's not been said publicly, because Matt's agent did come out and say, Steve grew up a Mets fan, loves his time here, invests in the New York community by supporting New York's first responders, had a strong pull, blah, blah, blah. But when it came down to it, whatever offer, which has not been reported that I've seen, Evan, if you saw it, please tell me, whatever offer the Mets thought they had agreed to with him wasn't as good as what he got.
Well, I don't think they a chance to match or beat the offer, which is a part of Steve's frustration.
Right. So what I'm saying is they thought they had an agreement for X, unbeknownst to them, as a good agent should do.
You keep shopping it.
He went out to the market and said, all right, the Mets have offered us X. Anybody want to beat that? The Cardinals said, we're your huckleberry.
But the Mets never got it.
And then they never went back again.
Right. And look, the only problem I'd have if I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of Steve Cohen, again, not that we should all get nuts about Steve and Matt's here, is why give me all that juicy, I've got unfinished business, he wants to come back. just don't feed me that. That's not going to change my offer. So that's the part where I can see an owner or anyone else kind of being annoyed by going that
route. Matter of fact, I think it hurts the offer. Because if I know you want to come back here, I'm not going to offer you as much because you've already played your hand in front of me.
Yeah, you could look at it that
right?
way.
I mean, that's one way to go. Now, that probably had no impact on the actual number. But I can tell you this. For Steve Cohen to put the tweet out that he put about, I'm not happy this morning. I've never seen such unprofessional behavior. That means that he felt that whenever he hung up the phone with Matz's agent, let's say yesterday, I'm assuming, he thought we had an agreement.
Or he
that
thought,
you're met.
Or he thought the promise has been made, hey, if we're about to sign somewhere else or we get a better offer, we'll come back to you and let you know.
So he got played.
Because the word he used is promises don't matter. So, but here's the whole point of this. Whether the agent's right, Cohen's crying, the agent's crying, let's move on and go bring people in. That's what Met fans want.
Right,
Met
can't
fans
sit
want
and cry
action.
About it. Go get somebody else.
Go do it. There's a lot of starting pitchers available. There are some via trade. Let's get creative. I'll give you an idea. I'll help you out. Call up the Diamondbacks and say, we'll take that atrocious Madison Bumgarner contract back. Now, we also want Ketel Marte. Let's go. Let's get creative. Do I have to be the creative one?
Well,
why
listen,
can't the Mets be creative?
Maybe Sandy was taking a midday nap. A lot of older men do that.
Sandy's not even doing anything anymore.
Oh, you don't think so?
This is Billy Epler's show. I think it's Billy Epler and Steve Cohen.
All right, so Billy Epler got played in his first official job for the New York Mets. It appears, to be clear, we're not in there. We don't know exactly how it played out. But it clears that Billy Epler's first move as general manager was getting played by a guy who doesn't even have a lot of clients in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but it's played over
what? That's
what
Scott Boras is going to do to Epler? Oh, he's going to abuse him.
Craig, it's Steven Matz.
Watch this. They're going to give Conforto $200 million.
No, they're not.
What's that?
Look, you know, in all seriousness, what would scare me is if there was an open rift with Scott Boras and I got bad, because Scott represents a lot of key guys, led by Chris Bryan, who I've said to you before I think the Mets end up with. This is a guy, I Googled it. I was like, who does this dude represent? I already forgot the agent's name. Icon Sports, whatever
his
it is.
His name is...
Doesn't matter.
Steven Matz.
It doesn't
agent.
Matter what your name is. You like that one?
Martin. Is something Martin.
Whatever. Yeah. He represents Josh Harrison and Jason Witten. Well, good news. The Mets aren't looking for a tight end.
Or a broadcaster.
And Josh Harrison's fine. He is what he is. So let's move on. Yeah. Like, go get players. Do the Mets understand that? And this is a weird offseason because the lockout's coming. I do think for a lot of us, it's important to go out and make a big move before the lockout.
Well, yeah. What's today's date? The 24th? You got a week, right? You got a week. And that's every team's in the same boat in that regard. But here's what's bothering a lot of Met fans to their core. Other teams are getting deals done, right? Now, the New York Mets have tried to get, to our knowledge, two deals done, and they've been bitch-slapped at both of them. Behind their backs. Like, the Mets thought they had a deal with Syndergaard. Peace out. The Mets thought they had a deal with Steven Matz. Peace out. Now, I don't know that that's necessarily a knock on Steve Cohen, but it's not a good look. When you think you go to bed at night and you've got a deal in place and you wake up in the morning and you no longer have that deal.
But what's the look you're implying? Like, I think you got to look at each case different.
I think the Mets got played where clearly to me, Syndergaard and Matz both used the Mets to get more money.
Well, Syndergaard used the qualifying offer to get more money. Once he got the QO, there wasn't any negotiation with the Mets. It was simply, hey, I've got this 1 year, $18-plus million in the bank if I need it. And then Noah Syndergaard, if
well,
you believe his words...
Well, let me explain myself on that.
Yeah,
okay?
Because
I somehow, some way, in my opinion, Syndergaard had to have convinced the Mets that he was coming back on the qualifying offer. Because if they don't think he's coming back, why make it? Right?
To get the draft pick.
That draft pick's overrated.
No, stop right there.
They're
Craig,
overrated.
Take the L on this one.
I'm
the draft
not taking
pick matters. The draft pick matters.
How was last year's draft? That went well for you? Oh, that's right. We drafted a guy
and
couldn't
yet.
Sign him because it's so important
to
get
him.
Yeah,
but they have a draft pick now. They have an extra first-round pick now. You can't minimize that. Teams make qualifying offers so that if they lose the free... Why'd they make the qualifying offer to Michael Conforto then?
Because they want Michael Conforto to come back
because
here.
Because they want the draft pick when he leaves, dude.
I think draft picks are overrated.
Craig, you can think it's overrated, and I respect that.
Fair enough.
But you can't act like the Mets don't care about it and teams don't care about it.
I think it's overrated.
True.
They made QOs because they want to get the draft pick. I agree.
Then we agree.
We agree. Okay. Look at this. Well, it's a Christmas comerica.
Admit this, Sonny, because you know your father. He quickly turned around because he knew he was wrong and said, I'm just going to go with whatever
I still think draft picks are overrated. And Sonny and I talk about this all the time in our free time, right?
We happen, aside from the argument, I do agree that picks are overrated.
That's not
the
point.
In this case, I agree.
Thank you. It was not about me and you arguing about picks being overrated. It's why the Mets made the QO. The point is, Noah Syndergaard, if you believe his words, when he met the media recently, he wanted to go to Anaheim. It was a great fit. He was sold by the GM and all they're going to do to make him better. Steven Matz probably hated pitching here. He probably didn't like being the hometown guy and knew, I'm going to use the Mets to get a great offer somewhere else. He doesn't even live here, Steven Matz.
I think that's the key thing.
You know where he lives?
Where?
He lives, I think, in Tennessee.
Tennessee?
I look it up.
Or maybe he's got a farm or something.
The point is, Mr. Long Island Steven Matz doesn't even live on Long Island.
Well, he didn't play for the Mets.
Did he play in Tennessee?
No.
What team did he play for, Craig?
Toronto.
Okay. Is Tennessee close to Toronto?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm not really good with the geography.
But doesn't it all make sense that Steven Matz didn't want to come home?
I hear you.
And so his agent did play the Mets and use this false narrative of, oh, he really wants to come back.
You know what's funny, Evan? A low-level agent played the New York Mets. And what's amazing is that for Steve Cohen, in his real life, as an investment guy, never gets played. He's the kingmaker. He plays other people. And now that he's in this new arena, he and or his guys, his lieutenants, got plizzade.
Yeah, but he got played by Steven Matz.
Which is worse.
Right, but it doesn't matter
to us. A low-level back-end starter of the rotation.
But Craig.
Played the Mets. Imagine what's going to happen when Scott Boras comes around with Chris Bryant.
But that's when we'll care more when they lose the player that most Mets fans agree they should go get.
They're going to get played worse.
Well, so they're ending up with nobody?
They're going to wind up with
who?
They might have Greg Nettles playing third base. And he's 70 years old. That was for the Giant Beat reporters, just to make them laugh. Did you see Dick Vitale's return to the booth last night?
Yes, I cried.
Did you buy those crocodile tears?
Yeah, I was tearing up.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That made you emotional?
Guy's battling cancer, and you saw how excited he was to be back. You know what I love? When someone truly loves what they do.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's...
Yeah.
I love what I
do. Yes, you
do. Genuinely. It goes back and forth.
I couldn't do anything else.
But you could tell with Dick Vitale, you could say whatever you want about his shtick over the years, I didn't like him, whatever.
I'm a huge fan of Dick Vitale's.
Loves what he does.
Yeah.
And so when I saw him tearing up on that UC, which was, by the way, was a terrible game, and Gonzaga beat the daylights out of him.
Beat him by 20.
You want to break that game down or no?
They beat him by 20. They do have a seven-footer who's money.
But it was awesome just seeing his emotion. It made me tear up. I swear to God,
you
I was
teared up at that?
Yeah.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm an emotional guy, man.
Yeah, but you teared up at that?
He was battling cancer, and he's like, I never thought I'd be back. It was just great, man. I'm happy for him.
Here's Dick Vitale last night at the start of the broadcast where he got, being treated for cancer, unfortunately, right now, but got the doctor's blessing to do this game. And it was number one versus number two, Gonzaga, UCLA. And here's the moment from last night.
Made it out to Las Vegas for a game that I know you had circled for a long, long time. It's just awesome. Great to see you.
Great being here, guys. I didn't want to cry. I can't believe I'm sitting here. This is really a big thrill for me. I want to thank all you people. Sent me so many great messages. ESPN, Jimmy Pataro, all my buddies in ESPN. I want to thank certainly my family and all the fans. My, you've been unbelievable.
I mean,
how do you not tear up?
I don't tear up. I love Dick Vitale.
Yeah, but here he's
crying,
man.
He's one of my favorites. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I got a black heart, I guess, when it comes to that.
I
tear up at other things, though.
But you didn't tear up at that. He's crying.
I didn't tear up at that.
One person cries, it's almost like, how do you not cry when you hear someone cry? Like if right now, I swear to God, if you looked at your son and started talking about how proud you are and started tearing up, I'd cry.
Sonny boy, the pipes are calling.
That's not working.
No, it didn't tear up.
That would make me tear because then I think of my son and I say, oh my God, that's
so
sweet.
I tell you, the last time I teared up regarding my own children, I teared up when he got into college. I did.
Okay.
Because unfortunately, I wasn't there when he found out. So I teared up at being told that he got into a Miami, and then ultimately seeing the video later on. That was a tearjerker for me. I cried at that. Same for his sister when Mickey J got into college. I was with her in the car when she found out. That was a tearjerker moment.
I can see that. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I tear up a lot at these mother-daughter Vagisil commercials. I have to tell you, Evan.
What?
Yeah, when they're walking on the beach and they have that heart-to-heart about that, I find that to be extraordinarily emotional for me.
You're funny.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. That and, of course, when soldiers surprise their kids at,
yes,
like, sporting
that's
events.
That's another one that's a tearjerker.
And the kids got no idea that mommy or daddy are back home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yes. like Steve Cohen finding out that Steve and Matt screwed him. Tears rolling down my
face.
You got
to ruin the moment like that?
Just like that. But I'll tell you what. Those walks on the beach get me all the time. You know
I can't
why?
Understand why Dick Vitale crying wouldn't get you. You really do have
me.
A black heart.
Didn't get me. Did you cry at that, Sonny, or no?
Sticky V, baby.
Of course. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
You're not. You don't strike me as a crier.
When's the last time you cried?
Yeah. When was the last time you cried, Sonny?
Some girl dumped you? You got upset?
I feel like it might have had to be a film that might have brought the tears.
Was it when Kevin Durant decided not to go to your team?
No, I didn't want him.
Yeah. He might have cried when he got eliminated from his flag football playoffs. Yeah. He might have cried at that. Or that was just anger.
That was pure anger.
That was pure anger.
There's a difference. There's anger and sadness. Yeah. Very different. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got like a 12-inch raspberry on his leg. Didn't make the play. What am I going to tell you? You got to make the play.
It wasn't worth it. I just putting my leg on the line trying to pull the flag.
I didn't make the play. Here's Jeff in Trumbull, Connecticut. Hey, Jeff, what's going on, Cookie?
Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
Yeah, you too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff. What's the one thing that's not obvious that'll be on your Thanksgiving table this year? Like turkey, stuffing. What's the one thing that's out of the left field?
Listen, I don't think us Northerners appreciate how the Southerners do it. And I'm not a Southerner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have customers. I'm in the commodity field. I have customers from Louisiana. And they're nice enough to send me up a turducken every year. You guys familiar with the turducken?
Listen, not only am I familiar with it, I'm the one that sent it to John Madden all those years ago.
Craig's also the one, Jeff, who promised he would bring in a turducken today.
Yeah.
And he never brought it in. By the way, where's the turducken?
Well, because you guys brought in, Big Mac brought in some delicious orchietti and sausage and broccoli rabe from his in-law's restaurant and a bolognese spaghetti. You brought in different kinds of cured meats and sushi, which was weird.
Yeah.
And I brought in stuff as well.
What'd you bring in?
It's in my fridge right now.
What'd you bring in?
I brought in 3 pounds of prosciutto.
I brought in prosciutto.
I didn't know you were going to deliver the goods, so I went to Faico's and I bought some.
And this is all Jeff's fault because he brought it up. Thank you, Jeff. You promised us a turducken.
You're going to get a turducken.
When?
For the next holiday.
For the next holiday? We're not going to make the next holiday.
So, there's a buddy of mine. His name is Kevin from New Orleans. He owns a company called Cajun Stuff. You can go to CajunStuff.com. He's the foremost turducken expert in the country. Originally created by Paul Prudhomme for the history of it. It's a turkey and a duck and a chicken and a turducken. A turkey and a duck and a chicken and a turducken. And I sent it to John Madden. There you go.
Listen, it has to be done. It has to be tried at least once. But
yes.
I really, guys, I have to get to this Cohen tweet because, Evan, it's time to take a deep breath with your owner, okay? This tweet today is embarrassing. And here's why it's embarrassing. Here's a guy who in 12 months wants to say, in all my time, I've never seen such unprofessional behavior. This guy paid $1.5 billion in fines to the SEC, and now he's going to act like I just had a fantasy trade go down in fantasy baseball with one of my buddies, and that guy backed out, and now I have to badmouth my buddy to the other 11 guys on my fantasy baseball tech stream? I mean, how old are we, guys?
No, I think you're dead right on that. Oh. It's very hard to think that. Listen, first off, he's only been an owner for a year, so how much agent interaction has he really had?
Right.
Number two,
right.
In the course of his professional life, non-baseball, This is not the first time that things have gone awry.
I'm not sitting here in love with the tweet saying, rah, rah, this is great. I'm basically telling you this is what you get when you have an outspoken owner where they're going to give their opinion on all sorts of things. Steinbrenner used to be similar to this. I don't want to say they're the same because then Yankee fans are going to think I'm comparing the two in terms of success. Steve Cohen hasn't had any success as a baseball owner yet. He's got a lot to prove. He's outspoken. This is what he does. What I care mostly about in this moment is going out and adding players. Players that are going to improve this team. And what Steve has to realize, and this is the biggest thing Met fans care about, is he set the bar very high in terms of how much money they're going to spend. Well, you got to go do it now. You know, I've talked for years about your beautiful money. I have. I was the biggest Steve Cohen pom-pom waiver there is. But at some point, there needs to be actions. So more so than bitching about Steven Matz's agent or whatever, it's about the moves. It's about the players. It's about everything we have fantasized about since this gentleman bought the baseball team. So I'm not going to get worked up about, oh my God, he's crying about Matz's agent. Here's what I'm worked up about. Why hasn't Chris Bryant signed yet? Where's Marcus Stroman, Javier Baez, Starling Marte? Let's get creative. Let's use money as a weapon and acquire players on big contracts. Let's go. Yep. That's what we've been waiting for.
And ultimately, long term, because you're not going to be the only for a year or two. This is a 20-plus year process, you have to think, is that you'll always have an opportunity somewhere else down the line to screw the agent back. There will be a player that you have no interest in.
Sure, sure.
That the agent comes to you with, and you're going to play him. And you always have that opportunity. So, like, you never forget. Yeah. I'm sure that Steve Cohen, in his professional life, is a vindictive a-hole. Mm-hmm. You don't get the $20 billion without being a vindictive a-hole at the right time. You probably get great satisfaction out of it. Some guy screwed me on a trade. Okay, I remember that.
Right.
It may not be tomorrow. It'll never be to my detriment either.
Right, well, that's the key.
Right, I'm not going to just blackball everyone that guy's agency because there may be a player I do want one day. But somewhere down the line, you'll have an opportunity to get him back. And you will.
Good.
In the meantime, the clock's ticking. You got a week left before the CBA expires. Other teams are getting better. They're signing guys. Get your act together. Stop crying about what Martin did to you, what Steven Matz did to you. Yeah, they lied to you. I accept that they did.
Probably.
Move on. Go sign someone else.
Because that's what we care about. And would you agree with me, since you have the pulse of the people?
I do have the pulse of the people, as you may know. I have won the award six times.
I know.
It's my kid's favorite story about their father.
We didn't need the resume.
They grew up in the house where it's like winning the Oscars six times. My daddy won the Pulse of the People Award a record six times.
How many times?
He's probably going to win it again this year.
Sonny, how many times have you bragged to your friends or a teacher about your father winning the award six times?
How many?
I brought the trophy in for show and tell day.
Did you?
My man! Damn it! Why did I even ask you that?
Would you agree that as a six-time Pulse of the People Award winner with my premise, which is that even though the offseason doesn't end in a week, it's important for the Met fan to get something big done before the lockout?
Yes.
Okay.
Much like if you didn't go buy your turkey yet, you better go buy it today.
That's different, though, because, look, the offseason's going to pick up once the lockout ends, but for the 2 or 3 months that it lasts, we as Met fans need to feel good about something. If no move is made, and let's say no one even signs, Baez is still out there, Stroman's still out there, and boom, the lockout comes. Right or wrong, we're going to be frustrated like, oh, my God. Yeah. We're going to sit here for 3 months waiting. Like, I think it matters for the Met fan to get that. It matters to me, at least. I speak for myself. That's why I'm asking you as the pulse of the people.
Yeah.
That it matters to get something big done before this lockout.
Coming up after the break, the guy that coined the phrase Mike Effin' White had something to say about Zach Wilson. And you're going to like it.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
But you can't rely on him. That's the key to Cano in 2022.
All right, so here's Ty Johnson. All right. Do we have the actual audio? So I'm just going to have to say it to you. Ty Johnson, the man who coined the phrase Mike effing White.
He also said before he ever played or played significantly, he's a stud. He's Mike White. He was the one that gave us inspiration even before the phenomenon started. That
yes.
Ty Johnson.
He's really the guy that made it what it was before
yes.
Mike played. I
100%.
Agree with you on that.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Ty Johnson on Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is like a pup who has grown into his bark, thus becoming a dog.
Oh, God.
Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. I added that last part.
That's great.
Yeah, you like that?
I mean,
Zach Wilson, who, by the way,
sure, I like
his
it.
Mom was on Instagram earlier today,
uh-oh.
Or yesterday, I guess,
uh-oh.
Saying, he didn't tell me he was starting.
That's actually
yeah.
kind of funny.
Because he's got a nipple to suck on now. His name's John Beck. He don't need your nipple no more. That's what that's all about.
I like the line.
He's
look,
becoming
want,
a man, Evan.
You want the guys in that room to believe in their quarterback. So, great.
I love this Ty Johnson. He's like the biggest cheerleader these
yeah,
guys
you
have.
You know what? I'm sorry. Let me just put this in there. I love Ty Johnson yeah. when he doesn't put the football on the ground like he did in the Indianapolis game.
All right, listen. That ball got punched right out.
I don't care. It's a fumble, and it wasn't recovered. Bingo. Bing bong.
Bing bong is
oh, I
right.
Can't, do I, can I use that for other things or
well,
not?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Thanks.
So, Zach Wilson's becoming a man dog.
Good.
I like that.
Now,
I
go,
like that a
now,
lot.
Now, go perform. Because at the end of the day, as much as I was high on Mike White and wanted to continue starting Mike White, I just want a franchise quarterback. That's all I want. That's all Jet fans want. I don't care who it is. We've made that very, very clear, even during the Mike White phenomenon. So Zach's going to start on Sunday. Let's go.
Be a dog.
You've got a superstar emerging in Elijah Moore. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I bet you Elijah Moore has had a word or two with the big dog that's known as Zach Wilson now and said, Zach, look, when you look at this tape, there's one guy open. I'm choice number one.
Me.
Throw me to Rock.
Forget
good things will happen.
Forget Corey Davis. It's me.
By the way, does he? I've not looked. Where is Elijah Moore amongst the rookie wide receivers in regards to yards and touchdowns? And
well,
I know receptions. He's not going to be there.
I mean, I could tell
but where's
you.
Where's he at?
He's got a chance to possibly have a 1,000-yard season. Like that's not out of the question.
Where's he at now? Six. Five or six?
Five or six what?
100 yards?
He's at four right now.
Four. He's not going to get to 1,000.
Why? Look at the way he's played recently.
Yeah, no,
he's
no,
played a lot
no,
more recently.
That's very true. That's very true. That's very
I mean,
true.
You got to remember, like, the first 4 weeks of the season, he had like 60 yards total. So you also have to look at what's happened over the last 4 weeks and look at his emergence. And so the hope is, and unfortunately Michael Carter's hurt, so it's unfortunate, but the hope is Zach Wilson to Elijah Moore is that combination we're talking about for a decade. That's the hope.
All right, so Jalen Waddle with Miami and Devontae Smith with the Eagles have more what?
Receiving yards.
Total yards.
Correct.
Where do you have the numbers, just out of curiosity?
Smith has 664, Waddle has 622, and Moore has 415.
Yeah, Moore's at 415.
Yeah, but your point is right. So he's about 200 yards behind, but he's gotten all of his in the last month.
Really,
he did nothing the first month.
Dude, the last four games, really starting with the emergence against the Cincinnati Bengals, is where he's gotten the bulk of his yards, and obviously just had .140 against Miami. So it's not the totality of it, it's the fact he's coming on over the last
and
4 weeks.
It's funny, you know, you talk to Eagle fans about Devontae Smith.
Right.
And across the board, they're like, you know, yeah, good, but maybe, I don't know. You talk to Dolphin fans about Jalen Waddle.
Hype.
Yeah, but my point is, Waddle, I think Dolphin fans love him. I think that's my guess.
He's one of their few weapons that they actually have on offense.
But it just shows you, New York and Philly, it's so similar in so many ways. Like, we're thrilled as Jet fans because we believe we have a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah Moore can play. Whether or not he becomes a super-duper star, or half that's based on the guy throwing him the rock, too, right? But if you're in Philly, I was talking to some Eagle fans over the weekend. I go, boy, Devontae Smith really panned out like legitimate NFL player. He leads all rookies in yards. So if you want to make a fair apples-to-apples comparison, that's the first one. How did he do against other rookies, right?
Right.
And you can make the argument his quarterback situation was kind of up and down as well.
But don't you think it's because of the expectations? Devontae Smith came into the NFL
who's
with
thrown him the ball,
his
though?
Track record in college, and the expectations are a lot higher than even what we had for Elijah Moore. And it's also the recency bias of the fact that Moore's been awesome for the last 4 weeks.
Yes.
Devontae's been pretty solid all year long.
Right.
So there isn't that, like, bursting onto the scene feel that we have with Moore.
Like, I'm trying to think for us as New Yorkers, who's been the most hyped guy where we're not negative. We're not saying he sucks. But when other people go, oh, that guy really turned out to be a player, we react by going,
Oh, I know who.
Who is
Kevin Durant, because you don't care about him.
That's different, dude. It's not different, jackass. And none of us go,
We recognize. Yeah, you do. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's got weird skin. Let's make fun of the ashiness.
By the way.
Which is such BS.
Draymond Green spoke about the ashy ankles.
Yeah.
What do you Draymond Green, I got a text from Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo, that clown who disrespected KD in the Olympics because he wouldn't give him the basketball back after he made a shot in practice.
Here's what's
funny.
Yeah,
I want to hear from Bam.
Here's what's funny, right?
What?
So it shows you that ball players are just like us. They see the same crap we see.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is that they talk to each other. So, you know, when we get to be a fly on the wall, it's great for us. It's what we love. So Draymond Green said he got a text from Bam Adebayo with the photo of Kevin Durant's ashy legs. Draymond Green, I said, what the F? And I clicked on the link that Bam sent me. That wasn't even ash. That was effing scales. It looked like you could skin him like an alligator and take it to the store and sell it. That's how bad it was.
Slanderous.
You gotta love Draymond Green.
Yeah, you know what, Draymond? I know you had your way in the first matchup. I say that. But payback's going to be a bitch.
And don't forget the name of Draymond Green's podcast on the Colin... Network.
Very good.
As according to ESPN.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, everyone's going crazy right now because J.J. Redick kind of slapped Stephen A. Smith around on their TV show mm-hmm. when he was trying to make some dopey point that nobody
fears LeBron.
It was the, it was that no one ever would get involved physically with MJ or Kobe, but they're not afraid of LeBron in reaction to the Isaiah Stewart thing. So J.J. Redick, and he was genius, goes, well, first off, do you not remember the Detroit Pistons playoff games against Jordan? They abused him physically
yes.
until he overcame
the Jordan rules.
Right?
Yes.
Then he goes, guys went after Kobe too. He goes, I played against LeBron for 15 years. You can't believe the crap that you're pushing. And he gave it to him good.
Yeah, well, he's right. I mean, less people probably go after LeBron because he's an physically imposing guy. Doesn't mean no one's gone after LeBron. Guys have. But, I mean, look at him. Look at the way LeBron is built. Would you really want to mess with him?
Yeah. So, anyway. AJ's, hey, yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, good. I mean, that open mic policy is really coming back to
I just wanted to correct something because for some reason I got a list that was missing the leader. Jamar Chase of Cincinnati has 867 yards.
Okay, pardon me for a second. Now we have to now get into this. I asked you to tell me who the leaders were amongst rookie wide receivers.
Correct.
You did whatever research it is that you do.
I saw a list.
But now you just blame someone else.
I said the list I got must have been wrong.
I got a list that was incomplete.
Correct.
Yeah, you left out the lead guy.
Yes.
You left out the number one guy amongst all rookies.
And now I'm here owning up. When did I pass the blame on anybody else but
when
myself?
You said I received a list as if the person who gave you the list effed up.
I don't think I said received.
Let's go back and listen to it. Maybe
I said received, that was the poor choice of words.
Thank you, sir.
The list I got by myself.
You're taking responsibility for it.
100%.
Did you get the list from Tommy?
No. I Googled it, and for whatever reason, the first list that popped up did not have him, nor did it have Pitts, who is third.
Oh, so you missed on two guys.
Yeah, no. Wait, hold on. Kyle Pitts, are we counting Kyle Pitts?
Well, he's got receiving yards. He's a rookie.
He's a tight end.
I don't think he is, but he's listed as one, so I'm with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't count Kyle Pitts. I apologize, too. I should have remembered Jamar Chase as soon as you made the list.
Yeah,
I was like,
we should have all realized.
Yeah, I mean, because he's had a monster year for the Bengals.
Yep.
So my bad, too. I'll take an L on that.
Well, no, you don't have to take an L on that.
No, because I should have, when he said it, I should have fact-checked him the way I fact-check you.
Yeah.
And Jamar Chase has been freaking awesome this year. So, my bad.
So, it seems like everything else was correct, except the guy at the top
except
of the list.
For two of the, we got it all right, except for 40% of it. Yeah.
But we're not including tight ends. You're giving me the tight end, bro.
So, I'll give you that one. So, 20% of your list was wrong. Or missing. It was missing in action.
How is it 20% of a full list?
Oh, my.
No, the top five, dude.
How many names did you give us? Matter of fact, you only gave me two names.
I only gave you three names because that's where fell.
Right. So you mean it's even worse for you than that? 25%.
Right. 33.33.
No, 25% was missing. Unfortunately, it was the number one guy.
Right.
So just out of curiosity, where do you get these Fergazi lists? Like, where'd you go? Where'd you search for that one? Let me guess. The Odyssey app?
StatMuse.
Like not even a reputable source.
I Googled wide receiving leaders in the league. It came up.
You know what? I'm going to save you because I find this really interesting. Who would you take? Elijah Moore or Kadarius Toney? Because Toney's not on the list because he missed a bunch of time. We get that. But here are two young wide receivers in our town.
Yeah.
Moore has had a great 4 weeks. We're talking so elegantly about him.
Yeah.
Kadarius Toney was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Taken, 20th overall, the Giants used a selection on him. Elijah was a second-round pick. Elijah's been great. Right now, the choice between the two, which one are you taking?
Elijah Moore.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. I said it.
Am I going to lose my Jet fan card by saying, I got to tell you, even though Toney's done less, the explosiveness we've seen when the ball is in his hands leads me to think he's going to have the bigger, better career.
Maybe he will. And I agree he's a special player, Kadarius Toney, and he makes guys miss in a manner that almost Barry Sanders-esque, but for a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, guy right, boop, 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 and it's gone. That being said, I got a guy. And I'm not, I don't turn my back on my guys.
No,
like
that wasn't the question.
Just to flippantly turn your back on your
That's
guy.
That's not the question.
I didn't say it
That's
was the
like
question.
That's like me saying to Big Mac, DeGrom or Severino, and Big Mac says, well, Severino's my guy. I don't turn my back. No, you have to give the answer honestly.
I did.
Like, can you try to be unbiased?
I am
for
unbiased.
A second.
Yeah.
Just in this moment.
Yeah.
You've watched every second of Toney and Elijah Moore. I'm a Jet fan. You're a Jet fan. That's well established. I love Elijah Moore. The trade's not happening. We get it. Now, take your biases aside, because I don't like your answer now. Mm-hmm. Which one would you take?
Why do you have to do that?
Because let's be honest with each other and the audience. I wasn't giving a fanboy answer. If I gave a fanboy answer, I'd say Elijah Moore is my guy. Gee golly, number eight. Blah, blah, blah. That's not my question.
Elijah Moore is my guy.
Oh, why?
He's my guy.
Because he's your guy.
He's my guy.
You can't answer the thing.
Because I don't think Kadarius Toney is appreciably better. How many touchdowns he have this year?
I'm not.
None. Well, zero.
Look.
Right? They got zero. I mean, we have four different guys playing quarterback for us. Elijah Moore's got better numbers than Kadarius Toney with one guy playing quarterback who is supposed to be better than all four of the guys we had.
Andrew Thomas has more touchdowns than Kadarius.
Right. A big fat offense. No offense. Offensive lineman has more touchdowns than Kadarius Toney.
How many receiving yards does Elijah Moore have again?
It was 4-something, 450, 480 something.
Yeah. I think it's 414.
Oh, whatever.
4-something.
415. Tony's at 392.
Yeah,
who
great.
Will finish the year with more receiving yards? Now, well, you would think more because I think he's going to be targeted more, don't you think?
He'll be targeted more because Kadarius Toney has other weapons next to him that Elijah doesn't.
Kenny Golladay needs to be fed. Sterling Shepard may come back.
Here's the problem. Did our pup really become a dog?
Yeah, that's a good
question. If he didn't, that's going to be tough sledding for Elijah.
Have you seen the giant quarterback? He actually looks like a dog, but not the good one.
But a bunch. Meanwhile, Robert Saleh spoke today about his quarterback situation. He said that Josh Johnson, as we found out yesterday because of this COVID situation, will be the backup. Now, we asked the question yesterday when we thought we were actually going to call the Jets to get the answer. Why is Joe Flacco being ruled out?
He's not.
Or why? What's the deal with Mike White? So Mike White is out.
Joe Flacco may play.
Right.
He hasn't been ruled out.
Right, which is weird to me because Mike White was vaccinated.
Right.
So in theory, if he had two back-to-back over 48-hour period, back-to-back negative tests, he would be eligible to play on Sunday.
Correct.
My gut is that COVID's kicking his ass.
COVID is kicking his ass.
So rather than even worry about it.
I think they didn't give a direct answer, but I think that's the answer.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's sick, and hopefully he gets better, but that's why they're already ruling him out.
Flacco did not test positive, but he's a close contact case, and he's not vaccinated, but he is not ineligible to play on Sunday. All that being said, Robert Saleh did say that Josh Johnson is the number two quarterback, and Flacco may or not even be activated for the game. We don't know yet. But here's what he also said, which you and I one day are going to have to enlist the help of some level of investigative reporter beyond the scope of what we can do here, because it's fascinating to me. And that is the love affair that we have as an organization with Joe Flacco. And I want to say this. I got nothing against Joe Flacco. He ain't my quarterback, really, right? Robert Saleh was asked about Flacco. I don't know the question, but I can tell you what he said, which is what brought this up.
Tell you the question because I watched the press conference. And the question basically was, Joe Flacco's unvaccinated. He couldn't play in his first game because of that. He's now probably out because he's unvaccinated. It was a close contact. Don't you regret trading for him?
And here's what Robert Saleh said. Joe Flacco is worth his weight in gold. Excuse me? Nobody laughed, by the way. He was not trying to get laughter as Joe
Judge. I laughed when I watched it, by the way.
Joe Flacco, who's only been active for a single game, well, two games, really, because he got in late in the blowout. Joe Flacco is worth his weight in gold. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm sure Joe's a really good guy. I have nothing against Joe Flacco at all. God bless him. He still wants to live out the dream of being an NFL quarterback. That's Tebow-esque to me. I love it. I get it. I respect it. But excuse me?
They love him.
Why?
They love him.
Like, what has Joe Flacco done? Like, maybe we don't see it. I don't know. Did Joe Flacco turn Zach Wilson from a puppy into a dog? Was that the nipple? What
did he do with Sam last year?
Right.
He was here last year, and not only that, Saleh make that line, the other line from 2 weeks ago, which may have got lost in all this, is Saleh was pushed about a veteran quarterback. Like, you guys didn't need a veteran quarterback, now you did. And he admitted, we tried to re-sign Joe Flacco. We wanted Joe back. So their only veteran quarterback that the New York Jets were willing to have as a backup.
Ever.
ever. Because they had an offseason. They could have signed other guys. Name the person, they could have gone after them. Mike Glennon, who the Giants picked up. Colt McCoy. Whoever you want to come up with.
Playing and winning right now, by the way.
Yes. Yes, he is. He did all right with the Giants last year.
Whatever.
So they said 2 weeks ago, the only guy we wanted was Joe Flacco.
They have
a weird love affair for Joe Flacco, and I'm with you, man. I don't get it.
Like, I respect supporting a guy you have. I'm not saying you don't say good things about a guy, but worth his weight in gold.
You would think Joe Flacco was the quarterback of the Jets when he won the Super Bowl.
Right.
But you would think this is an organization like the Giants did with Eli, where they're showing just such great respect for the guy that won for us. Joe Flacco has now started 5 games as quarterback for the New York Jets, and the New York Jets' record in those 5 games is 0-5.
Oh.
That's Joe Flacco.
Oh, man. And here I thought he was 5-0. Because he's worth his weight in gold.
Gold.
What are we doing?
Gold.
All right, listen, if you're just tuning in, Joe Judge has job security. He's going to be back next year. That's unofficially announced by his attempt at comedy at today's press conference. We'll walk you through that. And beyond that, Steve Cohen, the owner of the New York Mets, had his feelings hurt by Steve Matz's agent, and he cried on Twitter about it. That does not sound like the guy we thought we had as our new owner. And yet there he is, crying publicly about being stabbed in the back by Steven Matz's agent. You're a Met fan. How do you feel about it? Right after this on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.